Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeart Radio podcast.
Well, welcome into another episode of Two Dudes in the Kitchen. It's Wells Adams and Tyler Florence hanging out with you early in the week. Tyler, that means we're answering some listener questions today.
Yeah. What's up, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't had a haircut in a very long time, so we're going full beanie.
Let me see. Because you're always like full beanie. That's not crazy, dude. Look at that.
I know, but I can like pull all the way down to my nose.
If you fluff it up like that. Yeah, it's a little
Cheap. So we're just going full beanie right now.
There you go, man. Cover that up. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, good.
How you doing?
I'm good. Really good, man.
Nice. Okay, let's get into today's episode. We've got a listener question that comes from Al the Pie. He wrote and asked, can we talk scallops? I need something other than lemon garlic scallops, which I think this is a very good question. We talk a lot about, you know, steaks on the show, but we don't talk a lot of seafood. Now, I was wondering before we answer the question, is seafood big at your restaurants?
My gosh, is seafood big. You've had our Dover sole. Did I do that for you last
yes.
time?
Oh, so the good. So and then good. The way that you like deboned it in front of us was very impressive.
Special.
Yeah.
It was very special. Gosh, do I love seafood. As a matter of fact, we are on the 1 yard line. I'm super excited. I'm not going to jinx it, but we have a real fun press release. I may drop it live here next week on the podcast because I think that's what people come for. But we're doing a seafood restaurant right here in San Francisco. Hey, wow. Yes. Gosh, do I love seafood. I think seafood to me is so incredibly special. And then you start talking about what's your favorite seafood. God, I love salmon.
Yeah. Right?
I love tuna. I love sushi. I mean, if I had to really push come to shove, if I had one last thing on planet Earth that I couldn't, and you know, one last meal.
Yeah. It'd be sushi.
It might be that or big steak. I don't know. It's kind of like,
yeah.
But I really, really love seafood. And then you start to kind of go, okay, what's your favorite fish? And I think scallops have got to be top five, top three. I love scallops. I love them raw out of the bucket. I mean, I'd like a scallop crudo.
You can eat them raw?
Oh, especially if they're really, really fresh, right? And we can jump into all this stuff too. And I took some notes. I got some really good ideas for an appetizer, like a bacon scallop appetizer, which I think could be kind of fun. And then also some other flavor profiles that aren't like garlic and lemon white wine butter, which is delicious because I think it matches up with the sugar of the scallop. Scallops are very sweet,
mm-hmm.
Which is really nice. So a little bit of history on them. So a scallop is a bivalve, right? So like a clam or like an oyster.
Yeah.
The shell is much more fragile than an oyster or a clam.
Interesting.
And they're the only bivalve that can really swim. Most bivalves, like clams or oysters, clams burrow in the sand, and then oysters kind of cling on to rocks in intercoastal tidal pools. But scallops swim, right? So they have a really strong abductor muscle, which is basically the meat of the scallop itself. That's what opens and closes the shell.
Mm-hmm.
They can suck in water and squeeze it out really fast, and that motion allows them to swim away from predators. Cause there's some, I would only imagine scallops are kind of sitting ducks to lots of things that want to eat them, including me.
Yeah.
And so they can swim. They also have over like 200 eyeballs.
Interesting.
Yep. So they can never really fully close their shells like an oyster and a clam could. So they kind of have this thing where they're always kind of breathing a little bit. So they have these like 200, almost like tentacle periscope eyeballs stick out of the shell. They're kind of really, really freaky looking. If you've ever seen, not the scallop sort of chunk that you get to see at the grocery store, but if you ever go to an aquarium someplace, you know, Monterey Bay Aquarium, they've got like scallops and tanks and stuff like that. But they're so weird looking. They look like aliens. But my gosh, are they delicious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So scallops. Now, one of my favorite ways I've ever had scallops in my entire life. We were in the Long Island Sound and we were filming with Food Network way back in the day. And they were working on this new program where they were reseeding the Long Island Bay with scallops, which is sort of a traditional historical, you know, animal that was harvested out of there. And they were trying to like build back populations. So they were seeding scallops all over the place. And so we did this whole story with Food Network. And we threw on waders, we went into the water, we scooped up big buckets of mud, dumped into these tanks, and then washed it out. And all these pretty scallops were in there. And then we cleaned them up really, really well. And these fishermen, because these are just like old school Long Island, you know, Billy Joel kind of dudes. And his way to cook scallops, and these are bay scallops, these are small ones, right? They would put them on a plate, wrap it up in plastic wrap, and he would pop it in the microwave and just steam them.
Whoa.
Right. And the shells would pop open and then you squeeze some lemon over top of it. And my gosh, would those delicious.
That nice. Seems like it's cheating a little bit.
Well, heat is heat, right? Well, it's actually really kind of interesting too, because like if you didn't put anything on the plate, they would sort of steam in their own juice. And I think that's that was kind of fire. I mean, it was really delicious.
Yeah.
So then you've got big scallops, right? So you got sea scallops and you got bay scallops. So the big scallops are sea scallops. And then the super premium scallops are called diver scallops.
Yeah.
And those are the most ecologically sound thing to do, because sometimes, and I don't know if this, it feels like a really old fishing practice, but they would take these sleds, and they would drag the sled on the ocean floor and just to churn up the mud, and everything that they got kicked up from that would get caught in a net. And with that, they would just destroy ecosystems and tidal pools and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Diver scallops, you literally got a dude in a diver suit going into the water and then just, you know, harvesting them things, these things themselves, and put them into a bag and bring them up and then selling them to restaurants and stuff like that. And those get really, really big. And then you kind of jump into sizes of scallops. So at the restaurant, we serve U10s, which means there's under 10 scallops to a pound. So these are the big boys.
Okay.
And at, so they're about 2.5 to 3 ounces a piece. They're meaty, chunky, beautiful pieces. So the scallop dish that we have on the menu right now, which is sort of like a late spring thing, has truffle potatoes and a leek fondue, and really, really pretty, super delicious. And so there's three scallops on that as a portion. So I think those are really, really nice. Now, when it comes to cooking scallops, if you go to the grocery store and you see scallops, 9 times out of 10, unless they say they've never been frozen, they're probably frozen.
Okay.
Which is okay. They're not going to be awesome, because when we get buy scallops, we buy diver scallops that have been dry packed, which means they've never seen water and they've never been frozen. Right. But when you get frozen scallops, what happens to them is it disrupts the cell structure. And this comes with most seafood. So if you buy like frozen cod or frozen halibut or whatever it is, it never really sears very well because it starts leaching out all of its moisture the second you want to heat it up, right? And again, these aren't bad. You know, they're going to taste really great. They're not as good as what you're going to get at a nice restaurant, but they're perfect for what you want to do at home, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you get them, you want to make sure, because even if they're a little icy, I guess you can wash them off if you want to. I wouldn't, just because I don't want any more water on top of them. I want to try to get the water out. The best thing to do is to let them slack. And what I mean by that is to let them thaw out kind of at room temperature, because they're still going to be cold, right? Because we're not leaving these out all day. We're leaving these out for like an hour or so. And you want to leave them out on a paper towel and let them drain. Okay. So if they're frozen and then you've got the bag, and in the bottom of the bag, there's like a little bit of like, you know, bluish liquid or whatever it is, right? They're starting to weep, and it's okay. Again, they're still going to taste delicious. Take them home, put them on a paper towel, let them dry really, really well. You want them to be bone dry on the surface when you go to sear them and go to cook them, right? If they feel wet, they're going to steam in the pan and you're never going to get that really beautiful golden crust. You're never going to get that gorgeous caramelization. And that's kind of what you're looking for with a really pretty gorgeous scallop dish, because scallops contain a tremendous amount of sugar. Scallops are really sweet and they taste fantastic. So you want them as dry as possible.
Should you pat them dry with like a paper towel?
Yeah, bottom and top. Good call. Right. So you put the scallops on a paper towel, let them drain, take a top paper towel, dab them as dry as possible. Season them with just salt. Don't need any pepper right now, but just salt. And then you want to get a big pan. Don't overcrowd your pan because you're trying to like eliminate any steam opportunity. You want the protein to begin to caramelize the second it hits the pan, the second it hits the fat. Okay. So big, large, I would even go nonstick, right? Large nonstick pan, extra virgin olive oil, maybe even 50-50 olive oil and butter, right? And then let that come up to a slight smoke, and then take your scallops, drop them in very, very carefully. And now I like to cook scallops just on one side.
Why is that?
Because I love the contrast between sort of crispy and blubbery.
Okay.
I think it's always like a really very elegant way to cook fish.
Interesting.
Right? Because when scallops get overcooked, they're very rubbery, and I don't think they're particularly delicious, right? I mean, you've had scallop sushi?
Yeah, of
right?
course. Yeah,
so you can eat them raw, right? You could literally eat them raw. And because at our restaurant right now, on our Plat de Mer, which is our big seafood tower thing, one of the small little micro dishes is a scallop crudo, and it's delicious. We serve it with a miso mayo and Asian pear chili crisp, and it's just outstanding. Really good, very candy, nice toothiness to them. I think that's really good. So you want to sear them until they get nice and caramelized. Now, do you have a fish spatula by any chance? A couple pellets.
You
got it. So it's real thin. It's got the little up thing. Fish spatula. So folks listening to the podcast, if you don't have one, just go on Amazon and just type in fish spatula. You're going to see a tool that looks really professional. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're about 10, 12 bucks. Sometimes they get a little more expensive. They're no more than 20. Put one in your cart and then ship it home to you. And that will be your new favorite spatula that you use, because it's got that real thin lip on it and get under things, specifically with scallops.
So interesting.
I wouldn't use a tong with scallops. I would just use a spatula just to kind of get under it. Cause you don't want to squeeze it. Right. So you want to sear it. And then, a real nice caramelization on one side. And then the way the heat is starting to pull through the scallop, the underside, the side that's not being seared, is still being cooked. It's just kind of cooking slowly as the heat's beginning to pull through. And then what you're going to get is this fabulous contrast between crispy and blub. Right
now, are you putting a top on this pan to aid in the cooking, or
no steaming, searing only? Right. So if you hold in that heat, they're going to begin to steam, and then that's when they're going to turn to rubber.
Got it. Okay.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant.
players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So really, really nice serum on one side. And then by the time you have this nice big kind of golden brown crown on top of your gorgeous, perfect scallops, they're going to be just cooked in a very professional way, just cooked on the bottom. And that contrast is going to be money. It's going to be so incredibly delicious.
Oof. Okay.
And then put those on a paper towel, hit them with some lemon. You want some acid on top of that. And then that's how you cook a scallop. Okay. Now, so the answer to our question, because what I like about these early week podcasts is we kind of get out and really kind of get into the 101, hardcore 101. What's the basics, right?
Yeah.
Then we can start to flex on some flavor profiles.
Now, hold on. Before we get into that, in terms of temperature, are you using a meat thermometer on this, or is it just when you get that golden brown, you're good?
Yeah, I think you're good. I mean, but okay. If we need to go really super scientific on it, I think you like no more than like 100 to 110 degrees. I wouldn't take it up to 130.
Okay.
It's not a piece of chicken, right? They're very delicate. Anything hotter than that, they're just going to turn into rubber bands.
Yeah. Okay.
Not particularly delicious. Now, let's talk about, I had Matt Massera, or a big shout out to Matt, my corporate culinary director. He pulled up this new recipe that we have in my new cookbook called American Grill, which is coming out in May. Super pumped. Now, I cook this outside on the grill, okay? So this is bacon-wrapped scallops with Calabrian chili aioli, and this is an appetizer. Ooh. You like that?
I love Calabrian chili.
Me too. Ooh. Now there's a couple of fun bits on this because we take the big scallops, and again, these are U10s. These are big fatties. This is kind of what I like to call a stab and grab appetizer. Like you put it on a big platter, you serve it with some little cocktail forks, you stab it, you dip it in a little aioli, a little donkey do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
love
grab
the donkey do.
You stab it and then you grab it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. You got the head bob. What do you do?
Stab it.
There you go. There you go. Perfect. Okay. So we're going to take a big strip of bacon. You're going to cut it in half.
Okay. Right?
One whole strip of bacon is going to overshadow a scallop and it's going to be too thick. Okay, so you want to wrap the bacon around the scallop, then you want to take a toothpick and then sort of cinch the seam of the bacon itself. Okay, now so you're going to do 12 of these, 15 of these, 20 of these, whatever you want, depending on how many people are coming over. All right, now in the recipe I've got right here, because I'm actually looking at it right now, the Calabrian chili aioli is from scratch, so that's egg yolk, kosher salt, Dijon mustard, lemon juice. Jarred Calabrian chilies, which are beautifully fermented Southern Italian chilies, which are really amazing. And then you're going to blend this up and you're going to make an aioli. I think you can do the same thing with like really good Kewpie mayonnaise, which is Japanese mayo, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Hellman's mayonnaise is really great. I think you can always, church that up a lot, which sort of like smashed up Calabrian chilies and make something nice out of this. And then what we do is take the scallops. Now, I like that this is kind of a fun summertime thing. I know it's starting to get warm. I mean, it's still raining like crazy out today, but I feel like we're turning the corner weather-wise. I feel like we are.
Yeah, I hope we are.
Like, not up in the Sierra Nevadas, which got 10 feet of snow last weekend. But
no,
like,
I know.
I think we're in the mid-60s here in Northern California, so I think we're turning the corner. But anyway, so if you start thinking about this, so what I like to do is I like to take a cast iron pan, Lodge cast iron pan, If you happen to have one of those large plancha cast iron pans, like, or some people call it a pancake pan that Lodge makes. Have you got one of those?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. So put that on the grill, right? And let that get nice and hot.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so what I like to do is take the scallops again, even if you get the real, real nice ones, right? The ones that are dry packed, you still want to dry them off on a paper towel.
Yeah.
Okay. So those get seared really, really well. Or if you've got a cast iron pan with a side and a handle on it, these are great too. But you want like a really good hot metal surface that's going to hold on to the heat, because that's going to give you some fantastic caramelization.
Got it.
So then what I like to do is just like take the scallops, drop them on the presentation side. Okay. And then also what we like to do is take some fresh sage leaves. And then if any of my cooks are listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about, but I like them long articulated pieces. So that's the leaf and the stem.
Got
so
it.
The whole thing from a garnish standpoint. Mm-hmm. So then you go throw like, so you're searing the scallops with the bacon. You're going to throw in, you know, 6 to 10 beautiful whole sage leaves.
Are we throwing butter and olive oil in this as well? Or
olive oil is great. Yeah. We all, okay. Well, we got bacon fat coming off of the scallop.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily need it, but sure. A little bit of not butter, but olive oil. Screaming hot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're going to sear the scallop. And then for this particular, because we want to make sure the bacon gets kind of cooked, we're going to cook this on one side and then we're going to cook it on the other. Okay.
Okay. So the bacon is going over top and the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Not around the side of it.
Around the side of it. Around the
okay,
side.
Okay. So are you putting the bacon on the scallop on that side so the bacon's actually hitting the pan?
Yep. So take a pair of tongs, and this is kind of going against what I said a second ago, but this is a recipe. So you know, take a pair of tongs and kind of flip them over and hold the bacon, and just make sure you get a nice little pretty color on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then right before you serve them, so this kind of feels very like Southern Italy in a way, maybe even sort of Calitalia, if we had to describe it, especially with the sage, because it kind of feels very California. Mm-hmm. A nice big fresh delicious orange.
Ooh, okay.
And cut that in half, and then so take out the sage leaves because you want to keep those nice and crispy. But then I'll finish the scallops right with a nice big squeeze of fresh orange juice, fresh squeeze orange juice.
And what does that do?
I just kind of it's a lovely flavor profile. Again, you know, sort of a nice different flavor profile. Our guest today, guest question asker guy, wanted a different recipe than lemon. So this one calls for orange. It's the reason I kind of pulled it. I think it's nice. So you squeeze the orange on top of that, and it's a nice freshness. Citrus goes really, really great with scallops.
Yeah.
Okay. So then scallops are going to come out. Those are going to go on a big, large platter, you know, with, and they're going to be nice and glazy with the orange juice, cause that's going to reduce down a little bit too. And then this Calabrian chili aioli for a little donkey do. Now I'm going to take the whole recipe and we're going to post this on Two Dudes in a Kitchen Instagram.
Love it.
You guys can read it and see it. The recipe for the aioli is from scratch. So you're making a mayonnaise from scratch in a blender with yolks and da, da, da. Don't let that scare you, because as long as you can get fermented Calabrian chilies, you can sort of church up some homemade or some store-bought mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's just as good.
Yeah. Life is already tough. We don't need to make it any tougher.
Sure. And I always ask you, do you want the hard way? Do you want the easy way?
Yeah.
Sometimes the hard way is better, to be honest with you. And it's not that hard. It's certainly not hard for me. But I mean, I think for a lot of people, it might feel kind of a challenge. But anyway, that's a really fabulous appetizer. So you put that onto a platter on a table with, you know, next to a nice big bucket of rosé, right? Might be really kind of nice. Chilled Sauvignon Blanc, that might be kind of nice. I think some champagne would be really nice as a service piece with that. That would be really great. And then serve it with little cocktail forks, and literally you just stab the scallop, dip it into the mayonnaise. Scallops and mayonnaise are best friends, by the way. Best friends.
Yeah.
And then you can just either put it onto a cocktail plate, or if you're like me and probably like me and you, you're just going to stick the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one bite, take it down like a man.
Now, okay. Here's my question, because you know, when I've cooked scallops, they cook relatively fast.
They do.
And what you were saying earlier is, you know, you don't want to overcook them because they'll get rubbery. With the whole bacon thing, sometimes it takes a while for bacon to really get cooked. And I guess I'm concerned with riding that fine line between perfectly cooked scallops and also perfectly cooked bacon, or like rubbery kind of like uncooked bacon. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's the reason you want to use a half a strip of bacon and not a whole strip of bacon,
because
thick for sure. A, it's going to peel off, and it's too much bacon.
So when you say half a thing of bacon, are you cutting it like if it was long ways, you cut it in half, or are you cutting it like down the median?
No. You cut it straight through the middle. Length, okay. Right. Check me out. You got my.
Yeah.
We're doing this over a Zoom call. So those of you listening.
4 inches or so.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to cut that in half. So you got maybe a 2.5 inch piece.
Yeah.
Which is just enough to wrap around the scalp, and you pierce it with a toothpick.
Got it. Okay.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That sounds delicious. I did not see the orange coming in there, but I really do love it. And the Calabrian chili aioli sounds fire.
Okay. Now let's talk about a couple other flavor profiles, which are really, really nice, right?
Okay.
So cauliflower, raisin, and caper.
Mm.
Yep. And again, you could throw in a little bit of chili flake in that. That's a really nice flavor profile. So if we want to go back to the original version of searing the scallops and then put them onto a paper towel, let them drain, keep them warm. So in your hot pan that you just seared the scallops in, you can throw in roasted cauliflower florets. You can throw in drained capers and raisins, a little bit of fresh olive oil and chili flake, and start to warm that up and pour that over the scallops. That's delicious with a risotto. That's delicious with mashed potatoes. Mm. Raisin, caper, and cauliflower is one of my favorite combinations with scallops. And that goes back to John George Wagerstein in New York City, JG, everybody called him. He invented this. He did the raisin caper emulsion, something really super fancy back in like the early 2000s. I never forgot it. One of my favorite recipes and one of my favorite flavor combinations. So scallops, cauliflower, raisin, and caper, banging. A little bit of chili flake, boom. Okay. In the summertime, cream corn, bacon, tomato, and basil. another fantastic flavor profile to match up with scallops. That's really nice. So taking whole corn, roasting it first in the oven, so it's nice and cooked and very sweet. Taking it off the cob, you know, starting off in the saute pan, you're going to add a little bit of a little fresh garlic, a little bit of olive oil, fresh thyme, fresh marjoram. Add the corn to that. Add a little bit of heavy cream. Add a little black pepper, a little parmesan. All right, let that start to cook down where it's nice and creamy. Creamed corn.
Yeah. Right?
And then, you know, blistered roasted tomatoes, you know, rendered bacon lardons. That's a fantastic flavor profile with scallops. And then also, I talked about the scallop crudo, which is really, really nice. So you can take, if you get super fresh, sushi quality scallops, you can take them and slice them. And then you can match that with a bunch of stuff. Citrus is really great. You know, cucumber is really nice with scallops. It's a nice flavor profile. But like I said, at Miller and Lux right now on the Plat de Mer, there are scallops with a miso mayo or miso. Yeah, it's like miso mayo and Asian pear chili crisp.
Ooh.
It's got all the flavors.
Man.
Big umami bomb, sugar from the Asian pear, nice crispy texture and chili heat from the Asian chili crisp. Delicious. Okay.
Man.
And then the last one, which is really kind of cool. So this is, again, we're going to kick this up a notch, right? So like, if you just had a really silky potato puree,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then you seared the scallops, and you know, sometimes you can go to the grocery store and you can buy demi glace. You know what I'm talking about? In the meat section of a grocery store, sometimes they'll have, I can't remember the name brand, but they'll have these little tabs of just reduced veal stock.
Mm.
Okay? So it's like demi glace, right? Excuse me. So sear the scallops, take them out, add demi glace to this, green peppercorns, right? Mm-hmm. A little bit of brandy.
Ooh.
And heavy cream. Scallops au poivre.
Au poivre?
Ba ba boom.
Man. All right. Well, now I want some scallops.
Right. So scallops are the food of the gods. Mm. It's so delicious. Nice sugar. And then they kind of match up with you know, spicy flavor profiles. They really match up with citrus flavor profiles. There's so much you can do with it. I think they're great. If you've ever like been scared of scallops, and listen, hit me up on direct message on Instagram, and you've got a really good, honest question, I'll write you back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're stuck in the middle of something, I talk to people all the time. So you've always got a chef and a sous chef in your corner, and I'm happy to walk you through anything.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, you can always obviously send DMs to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on Instagram. Keep those questions coming in. You can also send audio message there as well. If you see a new trend on the web that we need to talk about, please send that in as well. We're here to educate or debunk whatever you got. So let's keep seeing those DMs come in. As always, follow us at Two Dudes in a Kitchen on Insta, also on TikTok. We're coming back on Thursday with host Kelly Rizzo, the multimedia and rocker chick personality behind Eat Travel Rock. Kelly has been very public about her loss of her late husband, Bob Saget. She now has a podcast named Comfort Food with Kelly Rizzo, featuring one-on-one interviews with celebrity guests dishing on grief and life's lessons while enjoying the guest's favorite comfort food. You're not going to want to miss this conversation. It's coming up on Thursday. It's going to be a good one. Please tune in. Tyler, as always, it's been a pleasure. And now I'm going to go eat some scallops. See you guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.